The so-called soccer moms are the latest group of voters to grab the attention of political pollsters, campaign strategists, and reporters. Just 2 years ago, it was angry white men who were getting the attention. They were credited with giving Republicans a majority in Congress. And many people predicted that both Republicans and Democrats would be going after them this time around. As it turns out, there's been little said about angry white men in the 1996 campaign. NPR's Howard Berkus tells us why.
Republican pollster Neil Newhouse seized the label in the days immediately following those dramatic congressional elections 2 years ago. It was angry white men, Newhouse says, more than any other definable group of voters who turned the tide in Congress, electing the first Republican majority in 40 years.
They were upset at the direction of the federal government, at the direction of Bill Clinton, and they were extremely concerned about where they thought Bill Clinton was going to lead the country and the government on key issues.
Some pollsters say angry white men are primarily blue-collar workers. Others include men with more education and money. But in general, the pollsters agree. These are men frustrated with affirmative action and welfare and threatened by crime, layoffs, and immigration. They sent Republicans to Congress in 1994 in a turnabout that began 30 years ago with Lyndon Johnson's signature on the Civil Rights Act and a new perception among Southern white men, according to Sonia Jarvis, a professor of communications at George Washington University.
A perception that the Democratic Party cared more about minorities and criminals and immigrants than they did about the average struggling white lower to middle class family. And the Republican Party capitalized on that doubt by stressing wedge issues to show that the Democrats were soft on crime and in the pocket of, you know, liberals and radicals. And at the same time, they were promoting an agenda that seemed to be more concerned about that family unit.
The perception, Jarvis says, turned to anger spreading north and west. A poor economy made Republican George Bush its victim in 1992. President Clinton and the Democratic Congress were targets in 1994, when white men voted heavily. Two out of every three chose Republicans for Congress. Angry white men were declared the new backbone of the Republican Party. Democrats fretted about how to win them back. But neither major party has said much about them since.
Well, the angry white man is still there. He is very underwatched by both political parties, and he must have looked at both political conventions and wondered who was talking to him.
Democratic pollster Celinda Lake says angry white men aren't as interested in elections in 1996 as they were in 1994.
A lot of angry white men were focused on Ross Perot. Ross Perot is not very engaging to them in this election. He's not doing well. And finally, they are splitting their party vote, many of them voting for Bill Clinton and voting for the Republicans in Congress and not particularly happy about either choice. And I think they feel very unwanted and unrepresented.
Pollsters show that about half the group identified as angry white men 2 years ago may vote for President Clinton now. Close to half now believe that the country's moving in the right direction. More than half now approve of the president's performance. This is a remarkable shift, says Republican pollster Neil Newhouse.
They might very well be now described as mollified white men. Some of that anger has dissipated as the mood of the country has improved, as the economy has improved, and as Bill Clinton has tried to move his legislative and policy agenda toward the middle.
President Clinton put more cops on the street, deflecting accusations he was soft on crime. He signed welfare and immigration reforms even he said went too far. That denied Republican Bob Dole early appeals to angry white men. Dole now cites welfare and immigration in California campaigning, as well as affirmative action. His 15% tax cut should appeal to angry white men. So the campaigns have addressed these voters. They seem to be neutralized in the presidential race, but they'll vote Republican in congressional races, predicts Republican pollster Neil Newhouse.
There's a sense out there that if Clinton has Democrats in Congress, that he will, in fact, govern as a liberal, If he has Republicans in Congress, that will force him to the middle.
That's the theme of a Republican advertising blitz that began today in at least 50 congressional races, targeted as much to women as men. In fact, women have been more direct targets all along in congressional and presidential pitches, because women, the pollsters say, will make the difference election day. Democratic pollster Celinda Lake saw this coming 2 years ago and offered this advice then to her clients.
Listen, these angry white men will never be predictable Democratic votes again. They're very, very hard for the Democrats to consolidate. If we're going to make up for them, we're going to make up for them with the ambivalent white women.
Some of these ambivalent white women are married to angry white men, Lake says. But they're not soccer moms. They're not that upscale. Lake calls them waitress moms, and she bets they'll be the group we hear about most next week after the votes are counted. This categorizing of voter groups by reporters and politicians troubles Sonia Jarvis of George Washington University.
The focus isn't on issues that all Americans talk about or care about. It's just this subgroup that the politicians have targeted. It underscores differences in a way that's not helpful, in a way that's polarizing. Is that healthy for the country? I don't think so.
The labels can also mislead the politicians who often embrace them. 2 years ago, congressional Republicans misjudged the significance of angry white men and their conservative votes, argues Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center for the People in the Press. And that's one reason Republican candidates are in trouble today, Kohut says.
The Republicans began to believe in a mood of America that was very much influenced by these exaggerations and these caricatures. You know, something can be true in a statistical sense. There were a lot of angry white men voting Republican in 1994, more so than in previous elections. But still, that trend and that tendency doesn't capture the entire electorate, because angry white men, like almost every category of voters, represent a minority of the electorate. And you can get carried away with trends in one or two segments of the electorate. You have to look at the total picture.
That picture now includes the soccer moms and waitress moms who will vote Democratic, we're told, because they believe the Republican Congress went too far. If Democrats embrace them, Kohut warns, and ignore angry white men and other groups, then Democrats will be in trouble next. This is Howard Berkus reporting.